first. Never know what you're going to get.
Never know.
Wow.
On the show.
We were just lamenting the state of the world.
Oh,
and
my God.
We have to do, like, we have to be a public service so people can escape their worries.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to help them.
Yeah.
And be funny and stuff.
Have to.
Because it's like, it's the world's on fire, like, literally.
Oh, my God.
I hope by the time this airs, everything is calmed down.
I really hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do this often, really ever, but I just want to really encourage people to donate to the firefighters and donate to the Red Cross and all those things, because, like, it is, there's a bunch of organizations that you can look and just even through Amazon Prime, send the firefighters and people who lost their homes stuff they need, like, stuff that you don't even think of. Like, they need, like, extra large and large sweatshirts and bottles of water and foot powder and things like this. They're working these
crazy,
you know, 16-hour shifts, and it's just like, oh, God, probably more.
Anyways, yeah, I really
so do that
I'm
this holiday season.
I'm hoping for a more peaceful holiday and, like, new year.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping, like, out with the old.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. And I thought 2018 was such, like, a nice number in my mind. Like, it's one of, you know, with my color graph, my synesthesia, all numbers are, like, pretty looking together or not. And this is one that was nice. And I was like, for how nice this number looks in my mind, the year was kind of a dumpster fire.
Yeah. And my mom was saying how she's one of these people that's really into, well, she's Christian, but she's super into Judaism, like, tangentially. And she was talking about how this year was supposed to be the year of new beginnings. Like, each year has a significance in Jewish culture. And she's really into it. And for her, it has been a year of new beginnings. But I don't think most people have that sense.
If by new beginning you mean we burnt it all down and now you have to start from scratch, that's a new beginning.
I hope they don't feel that
way. Oh, God. Knock on wood.
All right. Well, let's keep it light here, Sarah.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about this, this bakery that made a cake and put it in the window. And it was like a beautiful red heart, but it said on it, "I'm divorcing you." And so it got, you know, written about and stuff.
Like,
and
in their display window, they put it? Oh, that's great.
And they said, like, they did have somebody come in and, like, say that's what they were buying it for. But most people put, like, you know, "I love you" or "happy birthday" on it. But I was thinking, what do you think of the sentiment of, like, softening the blow of divorce by giving them, like, cake or...
You know, I think if you have the right partner, and I think a lot of people who get to that point in their relationship have tried, have discussed it, have talked about it, maybe even tried therapy. Mm-hmm. It's like not working. They might already be separated, not legally, but just physically in different places.
Yeah.
And if you kind of already know, and, you know, you're going to give them divorce, because you got to actually go through the act of, like, signing divorce papers together.
I know.
And that would kind of lighten it, and it would be kind of funny to me if it depends on the nature
circumstances.
Of the circumstances,
yeah.
You know.
Maybe if there were no kids,
like,
or something.
Yeah, or like serious trouble of brewing, or not.
It was
not
a beautiful
cake. Just brewed.
It looked yummy. I know I'd want to eat it.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't matter what it says on top, it still tastes good.
I give them props, though. The clever marketing.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was intentional. They were just being cheeky, but, like,
I think maybe more people are doing this. I've heard of these, like,
divorce parties.
Yes. Yep.
That is a big thing.
Yeah.
And they get, like, I've seen, like, wedding cakes, but it's for divorce.
Totally seen that too.
But is it just the only person invited is just the bride, like the woman?
Yeah. They don't invite the ex-husband.
Right.
More like for ladies.
It's like a bachelorette party, but
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I'm not into it.
Oh.
You love it?
You've
probably gone to one. You seem like the type.
But if my friend if somebody did, heck yeah, because I think it's important. You know, there's so much, it's like a difficult time, you know, and I think for women, it's a lot harder to get back out there and let go of, you know, the transition into being single again. I don't know, based on just anecdotal evidence, things I've seen from friends, and I have no actual evidence behind this, but it seems like it's more difficult for them to start dating again and to feel like they can. And so I think a party or something like that, that kind of says, like, it's almost like giving them permission to form a new identity.
It seems, though, that they would end up, like, afterwards just being, like, feeling sad. Empty. Yeah, it's not like it would provide closure. I would imagine it would.
I don't think it's – I almost see it as – it's not anything to do with the relationship itself. It has more to do with supporting an individual who is now on a new path. And I think it has so much to do with, like, supporting a new identity. Because, like, think about all the stuff that, you know, I don't know. And rituals are really good to do, you know?
I don't know. Well, I don't like the bachelorette thing to begin with.
I do.
What do you like about it?
I just think it's, I think it's fun to, you know, and I even thought about it. I'm like, I love baby showers too. I like that. I was thinking about this recently. I was like, I know she hates them, but I like them. I like the idea of getting to celebrate a person. And I really like.
I like that idea.
Yeah. And I think that can we call it a, what would you like to call
it's
it?
Not if
you
the
invite
name.
Everybody over and. If so, what are the elements of those things that you don't like? Because if you take those out, could you still enjoy the party?
I love the idea of celebrating a person, especially new life or new marriage or whatever. I don't like the gender component and how even if you allow it to be men and women, it still feels like this weird hyper-feminized thing where we're just celebrating these very specific life milestones that have to do with Matt Neroni's going to be mad patriarchy. But like, we don't have those same parties when women get promoted or, you know,
I mean, I think we could,
but we don't
like, I'm going to be graduating soon and Landon's going to throw me a graduation party. And it's kind of, you know, I think with the gendered component, I just think that women tend to enjoy socializing in that way more, you know?
I know, I'm out of the ordinary.
I love sitting around, like when I went to my friend's, Megan, shout out to Megan, when I went to her baby shower, and it was friends that I hadn't seen for a long time, we're all sitting at a round table together, talking and, you know, playing baby shower games or whatever, and it, like, gave me all, like, something that I felt like I had missed and like talking to them and just sitting and not feeling like you were doing something or like I wasn't distracted. It's not like we were, I can't be one of those girls who just goes shopping with their friends because I can't.
I know, but that's what it feels like at the baby showers and stuff. It feels like that same vibe of we're not going to talk about anything that matters. We're just going to like,
I think that's people who are
woo-woo there. And, and all those crappy noises that women make.
I think those are the people who, the baby shower, because my friend Megan's, we were having great conversations about good stuff.
Great, Sarah, but I'm talking in general.
Well, that's why I said it depends on the people. You're like, I feel like it depends on who's there.
Okay.
You know, because there's really no difference than having a bunch of girls over, like you invite 40 friends over and we're all going to have dinner than if you say, hey, all these 40 friends come over and we're going to celebrate you having a baby.
I think that a lot of brainiacs will relate to a feeling of wishing there could be more meat to the way people socialize. And I'm not just talking about women. These stupid bachelor parties are the same. And like man cave culture and all that. I'm not into that either. I just think that a lot of brainiacs would have that same feeling of like, I don't know, wishing there was a little more to it.
Yeah, I think it's like balance, you know, I think, and I was like that with the whole like man cave culture and everything too, until I really, and I felt like the same way about fraternities and all that until I saw the relationships that my husband has with those fraternity brothers and how they support each other, how they've been there through like the thick and thin, through divorces, through deaths. One of his fraternity brothers had a brain tumor and recently passed away. And to see all those guys support like all the families and it created this like really tight knit community. I'm like, yeah, if you guys need to go and have your night where you like I don't want to be there. I don't want to talk about like, boys need to do boy stuff. It's really good. It's like, I think there's good to that.
I hate it.
Oh, well, you know.
Different strokes. I'll change the subject and talk about one thing that I do love, which is HelloFresh.
Who doesn't?
I know. I'm always talking about it because it's a mainstay in my family. HelloFresh. I can't believe there's anybody that hasn't tried it yet, but if you're like me, you hate going to the grocery store, but you want home-cooked meals, HelloFresh is such a great option. They have classic veggie families. Options and the boxes are made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients. And then they give you the recipes. There's all different kinds of recipes that my kid loves them.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to pick, like there's certain ones that you
Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Ooh, Hall of Fame so options. Good. They have global. And it's just really easy. You get it each week. So you know, it's coming, you can plan around it. It's so convenient. And I just really recommend it, especially if you're busy and you don't want to go and deal with the grocery shopping, etc. And you can get $20 off each your first three boxes for a total of $60 off if you visit HelloFresh.com/BrainCandy60 and enter BrainCandy60. That's $20 off each your first three boxes for a total of $60 off. Visit HelloFresh.com/BrainCandy60 and enter BrainCandy60. By the way,
yeah,
I was listening to another podcast, which I will not name, mm-hmm. which I really love, but I noticed that the hosts agree on everything. And I hate that.
Yeah, I would too.
Because I think that it's so cool how we have different perspectives. There's lots of things we overlap on.
Of course.
But
like our look, like looking like Reese Witherspoon.
Right.
Kidding.
Right. And just general like interests and mm-hmm. points of view. But we also have plenty of debate. And I think that's fun.
And that's, you know, it kind of, it almost, it's exactly like what you said about the party. It's like different. You have different friends for different things, different conversations with different people. And there are ones where, you know, like there are a lot of stuff that you and I agree on, I disagree on with, like there are disagreements with other friends and like vice versa. And so, you mm-hmm. know, it kind of makes things, keeps it interesting.
Yeah, you're interesting.
Oh, so are you.
I was reading about this mom who is a really good photographer, and she has a son who is autistic, and he hates being in pictures mm-hmm. and like, you know, when you're posing, yeah. you have to kind of be patient
and fake a smile, which means that you're like projecting empathy or like an emotion that maybe he can't tap into.
Yeah. If you're, even if you're not feeling happy, you're supposed to look like you are.
Right. And they don't know that's yeah, of course.
And so she, let him put on a T-Rex costume.
Adorable.
For all of the pictures. And she has a daughter and they do these hilarious photo shoots because it looks like this T-Rex is chasing the daughter around the yard and stuff. And I just thought it was so important to highlight because aww. It's like a great workaround where you still get your pictures. They're beautiful
yes.
and hilarious and memorable,
mm-hmm.
but your kid's not miserable.
I love when kids latch on to a costume or like an outfit that they have yeah. to wear every day. I don't know. I think it's the cutest thing in the whole universe. And then it's like they're asserting themselves and they're like feeling like autonomous and like want to make decisions. And they're like, I love my dinosaur outfit and it's all I'm wearing.
I let Lincoln put on whatever he wants. Right. He looks horrible every day.
Doesn't.
Well, it's a new thing. I don't think you've seen these outfits.
I haven't then.
And it's all Under Armour. He's obsessed with Under Armour, but not matching because he says the PE coaches don't match. So he like wants to be like the PE teachers, but he looks like garbage. And I just think I do not care.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Because of all the things. Yeah,
bigger fish to fry. And also,
for sure.
You get,
who is it?
Oh, nope. It's my alarm telling me to take my meds because I keep forgetting.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to be better.
Here, let's pause for a sec. Okay. How do you feel now?
More focused.
Totally back.
Totally back. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to be on the ball.
Is that what like the kick-in time for those babies?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. I don't really notice, but I feel like I get to a point where I start remembering things that I have to do that are on my to-do list.
Oh, weird.
Where like a bunch of random stuff will pop into my head and then I'll, you know, everything will kick in and I'll go, okay, what you really need to do is this, this, and this. It like narrows down the list for me.
I don't know why I am on a cake trend today, but I have another cake story.
Which is so weird because this morning I made fondant decorations for my husband's birthday cake, and I've never done that ever before, and I was thinking a lot about cakes in the last 24 hours, and now you're telling me a lot about cakes.
A lot about cakes.
So...
maybe we should be eating. It's witchy and also making me hungry. This was actually sent to me by a brainiac, and I wish I could remember her name, but thank you, whoever you were. It's about something you may have seen, which is the adult cake smash trend.
What do you mean?
You know, like where your baby turns one and you give them a smash cake?
Like a cake that they just get to smash and pretend.
Well, do you know that?
Well, I mean, I've seen pictures of babies with, like, a cake.
It's called a smash cake. It used to just be you get them a piece of cake and they eat it. And it gets, now
see,
there's actually...
that is annoying to me about. That's the baby shower component that I'm annoyed about.
Yes.
Because that's dumb.
It's totally dumb. And they now they have these smash cakes and they are separate. And the baby, like, messes it all up. And it's for pictures, basically. But...
this is another one of those stupid things that if we didn't have social media, we wouldn't have that.
Right. Because it's all about the pictures. However, it gets weirder because these are adults doing it.
What is that?
It's so weird. I think that it's women. It's all
It's that's like the opposite gender that I thought this would be. What the fuck are they
really
doing with it?
You thought men were smashing
If you said, hey, a certain gender is smashing something, which one do you think it is? My mind wouldn't go to women first.
Okay, but that's maybe because you didn't think of this baby part. And to me, it's like women being babies again.
Yeah, but like I can't even imagine in my mind what this looks like.
So they do these photo shoots and they dress up. I think it's sometimes when the woman is supposed to get married and then doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like this weird...
like you're angry?
And you're wearing your wedding dress and then... you like smash the cake and I don't know exactly why women are doing this apart from it's like a picture taking opportunity that's like you can
it's just for a picture. I don't like any of that.
It's
dumb.
Bizarre.
And also, have you purchased a fancy cake before, gone to a cake and like priced them out and see cakes cost?
Yeah,
a small cake like that, you're looking at least $75. It's decorated,
yeah,
right?
Like fancy ones.
Okay,
yeah.
At least. At the least.
When you could just cut a piece of cake out of the... yeah, for the baby.
Yeah.
The adults, they should not be doing this.
You should not be doing that.
It is so weird.
See, those are the things that, like... it's those kind of things that bug me. The same with the you know, gender reveal thing. The same with the, like... you know, there are certain baby games and things like that. There are those kind of things... are the things that
I get what
are
you're
like,
saying.
Ugh. But socializing, I'm like fine with. But
yeah,
don't do that weird.
All right, I can agree with you on that.
Adult, what?
Yeah, it's really strange. You should see these pictures. I'll put it in the newsletter because.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
These pictures, you're like, lady, I need to talk to you.
These are the woo girls.
I know.
So that's it. It's the kind of person. And they all are like, it's the same. It's like, the same as like, I don't like, I'm never going to be going out to a bar and doing shots with anyone. Ever.
Yeah, that's
and
how
like,
I
that's
feel about
not,
the other stuff.
It's, I think that, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Okay, but sometimes you think I'm judging, but it's just that, like, you would judge the shot thing. It's like that.
It's not that I judge it. It's that I don't enjoy participating in that activity because I can't enjoy it the same way they do.
Agreed. This is what I'm saying about the showers.
But part of me is like, it's wonderful that you get to, that they get to enjoy that.
Me too.
But I can't get my, like, the same way I can't enjoy psychedelic drugs because my mind is too, like, I pretended to do mushrooms once with a group of people. Like, I faked it. I was like, and tossed him over my shoulder because I know that like my mind, it will be awful for me because I'm too aware of what's going on and I'll think about the brain regions that it's affecting. And so all the joy is taken out of that. If I could just freaking relax and get out of my head and just enjoy the experience, then maybe I would be better at those things, but I can't. Whatevs.
Well, what is bringing me joy, and this is no joke, is Grove, the service that you can go to get home and personal care products online. I Love it.
I just used their refillable spray bottle with my new thing because I ran out and now I got a new refill.
That's one of the things I love is that they are socially conscious. So, like, you can get the concentrates versions. I love that. And then fill up your water bottle, you know. Yeah. It's so cool. But I've also found products on there that I didn't know they had. They have that.
Like what?
Well, first of all, they have non-disposable, reusable, like essentially what is like a baggie, a plastic bag.
Oh, I've seen these.
I love them.
Okay. The girl who sits next to me in class brought some food in one. And I was like, what is that magic?
Like when I make banana bread, then I send it with Lincoln to school in a reusable, and that's then you just wash it out.
Yes.
Then they also have these beeswax paper.
Yes.
And I use that to wrap up the banana bread and like to seal the top of like a bowl if you want to put it in the fridge. And then you just clean it off and use it again.
Reusable
too. Reusable. Okay. It's awesome.
Okay. I need to order that stuff because I've been thinking about that for a long time and how I want to do that.
It's great. They have so many products. You have to really explore their website too because there's treasures. They have Mrs. Meyer's Method, Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees, all that stuff. And the package comes and it even smells good before you open it. And it's just really great and delivery auto shipment if you want it and pause or cancel anytime. Super convenient. And then, okay, so find out how committed Grove is to its customers. They have a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. So easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family. I'm so into this. Shop Grove before the exclusive holiday offer runs out. This stuff will be gone come December. For a limited amount of time, our listeners who sign up get an amazing free Mrs. Meyer's holiday products. They are so awesome. A free 60-day VIP membership and a surprise bonus gift just for you when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/braincandy. That's grove.co.com/braincandy. Mm. Okay. That's enough about cake.
Now I want cake.
Love it. I learned about a trend from back in the day that I was not aware of. This was about men in like the 70s even.
Okay.
Who in high school or whatever would have to swim in high school naked.
What?
As a group.
What do you mean?
Like they would not wear swimsuits and I don't understand it.
Huh.
And like...
Is there a name for this? You know, like the Polar Bear Club?
Right.
Like, I was thinking something like that. Like, maybe it's like some fraternity group that we don't, like, I don't know.
Okay,
weird.
Well, you know how, like, men's rooms often don't have doors on the toilets?
It's so weird because I think all men's lockers are way more naked
about this and how it's this weird thing in men's culture where you're expected to not be modest or not to feel weird about it.
Right.
And the author was talking about how like when you go to the doctor, there's not that sense of modesty and concern for the patient. This was written by a doctor.
Wow.
And he was saying how he only recently started thinking about it and now tries to be more considerate of men's modesty and privacy because why not?
Right. You know what that makes me think of is, you know, I read some article a long time ago about nudity in the media and how a female nude is always considered, it's always looked at as sexual, and male nudity is comedy.
Right.
And how if it's always comedy, then that sense of like shame or modesty is never really enforced.
Oh, maybe this is part of that.
You know, like it's almost like not seen as something. So like which came first?
So like, you know how their stalls don't have doors.
Greek sports, like the early Olympics was naked wrestling. Like
right.
They didn't wear clothes.
It's so weird.
And I think they ran naked too.
And like in this high school program, like you had to swim nude for 4 years. Or if you were like, no, I'm wearing a swimsuit, you had to be in ROTC. That was the trade. Which is the military thing.
That is so bizarre.
And how, like, if you had an odd
body.
Yeah. Or you were overweight.
That's awful.
Or,
that's terrible. That's so horrible. I can't, like, forcing somebody. No, no, no. Hate all of it.
Why do you think, though?
I can't even imagine an explanation for that that's even sort of fits. Part of me thinks maybe it's like that fraternal organization thing where it's like in some sort of weird hazing and initiation, and why people thought that was a good idea at all. Like, oh, we're all in this together. Maybe they need that for I can't think of anything that is.
I know it is bizarre. And I feel like I hope things change, because that can bring a lot of shame and discomfort and trauma.
Yes.
And then boys aren't supposed to talk about it. So then they like internalize. It seems like that's toxic masculinity at work.
Absolutely.
Matt Neroni will love that. I'll say Matt Neroni's name in every episode. This will be my Easter egg.
That's funny. Oh gosh. There was something I was thinking about with, I lost it. Anyways.
Oh, sorry. It's because
I was thinking about Matt Neroni's name.
I just think it's weird. Like, even in public bathrooms, let's say you go to a restaurant, or maybe it's not like this at restaurants, but different public places in the men's room, they're expected to just take a shit without a door the stall. And then they have that trough.
So weird.
Style.
Just the urinal. Idea that the urinal period. That's it. You are whipping it out next to some dude.
Yeah, because I get why the urinal is great, because they can just unzip and pull it out real convenient.
Yeah, but you can do that in a toilet.
That's what I mean. It should be private still. Why does it have to be out in the open?
It's so weird. I don't understand it. It's the strangest. It's like a weird invention.
Yeah.
The urinal, like, to begin with. The fact that there's a separate toilet just for men. That, like, it's so bizarre.
I wouldn't mind the invention if there were doors around it. Like, I don't think it should be out.
Even if there were. Okay.
Because it's nice that it's up higher.
But what you're doing is you're requiring there to be two different things. If you have a urinal.
Yeah.
In your restroom.
Okay. Then it's not gender neutral.
You also have to have a regular toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because where are they going to shit?
Uh-huh.
So if you're a bathroom, what a waste of money.
Okay.
To say, here's a urinal and here's a toilet.
Don't you think it's because they know that men just pee all over everything? And so it's cleaner.
It's probably it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I watched a video. where was this? It was some sort of like they were testing different experiments, different techniques to see if they could make restrooms cleaner, especially at sporting events.
Okay.
They did find a way to do it.
What?
So they turned
Don't
it
let
into,
med in.
Well, yeah, that's an option. But then they'll just pee outside, and that's even worse. So they turned the urinal into almost like a game where you'd above the urinal were these screens, and there was some sort of sensor in the drain of the bottom of the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
And the more accurate you were, the better your aim was. The better your score was on this game.
God.
So it'd be like at a baseball game, and it'll be like a pitch or something. It like simulated that. And they found that the restrooms were significantly cleaner after they installed these games, that they didn't even reward them with anything, but just knowing that you were playing a game and that you could get a better score or whatever made the bathrooms cleaner.
My God.
I'm totally for that.
Yeah, sure, but it's
even
sad
there
that
are,
that's
like,
what
stickers
it takes.
That they put at the bottom of those to improve that.
Yeah.
My mom, my parents got divorced, I think, before my little brother was potty trained or, like, learned how – he was potty trained, but, standing up and peeing, all that. So my mom had to teach him because, what a single mom going to do? And she used Cheerios in the toilet.
Wow.
She was like, aim at the Cheerios.
No.
Yeah.
And it worked like a Cheerio.
They float and they – pretty good. So, I mean, I think it worked. They were
Whatever
shared a bathroom
works.
With those dudes for a while, and it wasn't too bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had trouble with my brothers.
Oh, God. Some.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's really bad.
What is not disgusting is Beta Brand dress pant yoga pants.
I love when you say dress pant yoga pants. It's like my favorite.
I swear I have so many now, one in every color, because they have so many different styles and colors, and they have... like the wide leg that I love.
I love that.
They have the high waisted, but they also have the skinny kind and crop and leggings. They just have so many different ones, and they are the most comfortable pants I've ever worn. They're so great if you go to work in an office or you have meetings, but you want to be comfortable. And they have a variety of colors. They release new colors each month. And they're great for all shapes and sizes, which is really fun. They feel comfortable. And they were just, they come out with new styles a lot. So then I'll be like, well, I need those. Yep. So then I have like so many.
I want the pinstripe ones.
Yep. Got those.
I know you do. That's why I want
them. They're very flattering. And yeah, now that you work at the clinic, you're going to need a bunch.
Definitely.
That's why we started wearing Beta Brand dress pants, yoga pants. Visit betabrand.com and use our code BRAINCANDY and you can get 20% off of yours. Millions of women agree these are the most comfortable pants you'll ever wear to work. That's betabrand.com, BETABRAND.com. Use our code BRAINCANDY and get 20% off your dress pant yoga pants.
Dress pant yoga pants.
Dress pant yoga pants. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Did you read the article about the Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor and William Rehnquist, who's no longer, he's dead, but they went to, I think it was Harvard together, and he had proposed to her and nobody ever knew this.
What?
And like she turned him down, but.
What?
Then they were on the Supreme Court together.
Oh my gosh.
Insane, right?
Super insane.
When she was just Sandra Day.
Could you imagine sitting, serving on the highest court?
And you had a former, they dated.
Oh.
Former boyfriend.
That seems like a weird conflict of interest. Like, I don't know why that's like in my mind.
I'm true.
Like,
and they did not.
Because I feel like he would just be like, I dissent.
Like, no, they remained very good friends.
Yeah.
And they still hung out and everything after she married Mr. O'Connor. But it was such an interesting story because, first of all, they were in law school together, but she was like, freaking 19. She must have been a whiz because she was already at his level and he was like 25.
Wow.
And she was so beautiful and he was very handsome and they dated a bit and then they kind of went their separate ways and then he sent her a letter and asked her to marry him and it was back when like people did that
like courting them.
Yeah. And like she had many people ask her to marry her.
Must be nice.
Right?
Come on.
I know. And but I think it was more of the time where you like got many suitors and then you got to pick which one you wanted.
And they were all like, I want to marry you. I want to marry you. I want to marry you. Oh, yeah. Wow.
But the weird thing about the article, which was like sort of a side note, was she graduated first in her class. He graduated second, I think, in his. And he immediately got this very prestigious job. And she was like, basically a secretary
I'm
to
so
somebody.
Annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm so
so she had to
annoyed.
Work a gazillion times harder than him to get on the same page eventually. But she did it.
Oh, good for her.
She persisted.
Nevertheless.
Yeah, she's awesome. But they just sort of revealed this. Her kids, I don't know if they found the letter or how it came to light, but it's a very sweet story and it's nice that they remained friends. And I mean, I get why he was into her.
Oh, that reminds me of something that I just heard. So did we already talk about the astrophysicist who Nobel, like she found like made a scientific discovery while she was, no, we haven't. While she was a student working under her professor and he ended up winning the Nobel Prize for it.
I don't know if we talked about it, but I read the article.
When I read it, I was like, oh.
And she's like not mad about it. And that makes me mad.
She's not mad. And now she recently won, like the most prestigious science award and donated all the money to people like other women who are in the same field.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I think this was a very common occurrence and maybe still is. But especially back in the day, and they were doing all the legwork, and then some dude, you get a lot of money when you win the Nobel Prize. I think it's $1 million.
It is $1 million.
And for her to just be like, yeah, I had a great career. I mean, good for her to not be a bitter Betty, but you know, maybe we should get a little more angry about these things.
I want to say she's a Seventh Day Adventist and that played a big role in her, Like, she, part of that is the belief in, like, a simpler life. And so the money wasn't really important to her. And
she just loves the work.
She loves the work.
God bless her.
And it was in 1974. And that, to me, that's like not even that long ago.
Nice of those dudes to just be like, yep, thanks. Two of them. Right.
And didn't even say in the acceptance speech, like, her name. And she discussed.
I know,
I'm so mad.
That is a complicated relationship, though, when you work under a scholar while you're in grad school, because, you know, sometimes your mentor will be generous and include your name on the paper, but they do not have to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so it's like you kind of have to get lucky with who your advisor is and stuff like that, but or who you partner with or work under.
Yeah.
But she's a good sport and a friggin' genius.
Yeah, she is. No joke. She found pulsars. There's
she discovered
them.
Good Lord.
Like, that's a big thing.
No, I'll say
huge.
I don't even know what they are.
Like, they're like a, like something about like how
lasers
light,
or something.
Yeah, like how light is emitted in.
I never even know what these things
weird
are.
Things in outer space. And,
right. On an episode, we were talking about the God particle, and you're like, what is that? And I had this assured answer, and then someone wrote to me, like, totally not that. It's like, okay, I don't know. Science. Sorry.
I was under the impression it was like a gene that you have them predetermined. Like, it makes
that's what we talked about. And I'm like, it's this thing. And I got it mixed up with this guy that studied the human genome. And then it's really like, the mass of everything in the universe.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, I wasn't even close.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking the genome project thing,
too. Yeah, because I said that, and you probably trusted me.
I did, as I do with most things.
That'll be on our sequel, What We Got Wrong.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. Shut up about it. No, I appreciate when people tell me, because I don't, you know, I'm always happy to say, oh, I fucked up on that one.
Sometimes I very confidently spoke about artist Banksy.
And oh, yeah. Then what? What'd you get wrong?
Well, not much. But then I went back and I was like, wait, is that really true? I need to look that up. And I was
wait
like,
a minute.
Okay, good. That is right. But
look,
like,
this is
like,
infotainment, and we're heavy on the tainment.
Heavy tainment.
Sounds like taint.
It does. That's a funny word.
Okay, wait.
We haven't talked about poo for a while, so we figured I got something in that. Okay, we did cover urinals, so. Potato, potato.
I just saw this really cool, I guess it's an article, but really it was images of hospital bags around the world that women pack to go have their babies.
Oh, my gosh.
They arranged.
We don't need nearly as much stuff as we think we do, do we?
Well, it depends on where in the world you live. And that was the
point
of the art installation or the photographs, was to show the differences around the world and what we take in Western cultures versus what you might have to take if you live in a place without.
Tell me everything.
Well, the photos are beautiful and they're laid out in that way that looks really cool in like a square.
Yes.
Where all the items are made into.
I love that.
Yeah. It looks so cool.
Like the overhead shot.
Yeah.
Where they're all beautifully arranged. Yes. Yes.
So the Western ones, I noticed that their one bag had a Hint water bottle, which, you know, we drink Hint. So it was like striking to me, but you know, it was like comforts.
Yeah.
Sweatpants, music, books, things like that you think might be make you more comfortable.
Oh, not like essentials for survival.
Yeah. And in these bags from other places, it was like bandages for real and like rubber gloves.
Oh my God.
And I was like, okay, this is
like
really
a
really beautiful.
To that. Wow.
Yeah. It speaks to the ways that women have different options and comforts and needs and things around the world. And
that's fascinating.
It really was. And I was just like, God damn. Because you don't think of them packing a bag of that stuff.
Nope, never.
But they sure as heck are.
And there's like a culture around it. So like the information is passed on from mother to person to person. You know, all females are saying.
Can you imagine?
What you need is, you know, because I've had friends who.
Yes.
Whatever they go through in their pregnancy, they're like, you
don't
need
forget
coconut oil.
Lip balm.
Do not forget coconut oil. Take a scoop as soon as you go into labor, because you will be constipated for whatever long. And I was like, okay, logging that in my brain of things I will never forget. What was in yours?
I remember putting jammies, Because people say you don't want to sleep in like whatever they give you. Ugh. It's gross or something. But to be honest, it's all a blur. It was not a pleasant time. So I don't have kind of like a memory of like, oh yeah, I packed this bag and it was so special.
No, I saw one picture of you while you were pregnant and you had your back turned. I was like, nobody has been more secretive. It's like you're a celebrity.
That's weird because I didn't. Well, first of all, I didn't have Instagram at that time.
Oh, okay.
So that was part of it. But
got to see you pregnant.
I mean, that was not a happy time. I was glad to be having a baby, but I was getting a fucking doctorate and it was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like I look back and I'm like, you know, nostalgic.
Yeah, that's
it was
stressful.
Brutal. And imagine. So I wasn't taking pictures and celebrating, but yeah. Maybe I'll post one. Like
you should
when
oh
this episode
my gosh.
Comes out,
please. Or
would you die?
Me. I would because
at
it's like,
I feel like
that. It's like, I didn't get to, you know, well,
yeah.
It's like anybody.
It's like it didn't
like,
happen.
Well, and also, you know, I think about me and I didn't get a doctorate, but I'm in grad school right now and how you basically are like, you disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have friends that I haven't seen in so long.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And like one friend was like, hey, can we hang out sometime? And I literally took a picture of my calendar, like my board. And she was like, okay, see you in December.
See you never.
I like literally had not one night where it wasn't crossed, like evenings or what. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm not even a person anymore. So I get it. Because like the last thing you want to do is like pose for a
photo.
No,
I wasn't doing that.
Or, you know.
But I was wearing a lot of maternity clothes. Mm-hmm. And a great place to find such things is La Tote. It's so great. It's this service of clothing where if you are changing sizes, mm-hmm. or if you just don't want to commit to buying clothes and you'd rather just kind of like borrow them.
Yes.
La Tote is a service where they send you clothes, you can pick them or they'll style it for you, and then you wear them as much as you want, and then you send them back, or you can buy them either way.
At a way discounted price.
Super cheap.
Yeah.
And they have accessories as well. It takes the stress out of getting dressed because you have the right styles in your size delivered to you, and then when you're done, you just send it back. And we always love this statistic. Women return 40 to 70% of the clothing they buy.
I can't believe it.
This allows you to not have to do that. You rent pieces that fit, send them back, and repeat. And you get more variety.
And don't they come up with like ways to measure your body? Like they
yeah.
to make sure like, okay, well maybe, because that's happened to me where usually I'm like a
yeah.
you know, whatever size and they're like, in this, you're actually going to
yeah,
be this
Yeah, like different
size.
Brands.
Yes.
Yeah, they already have that worked out. With La Tote, you can rent unlimited fashion. Just wear, return, and discover fashion that fits you better. It takes the stress out of getting dressed. Go to latote.com. That's LETOTE.com to get started. Enter promo code BCP at checkout to get 20% off your first month. Again, that's latote.com and enter our code BCP. Moving right along.
Mm.
What did I want to
What's
tell
this
you?
This fun piece of paper?
I don't usually have things like that.
Yeah. That looks like a... Oh, I forgot those cards.
What card?
Remember one from... I really
Sarah.
Love that. Dang it.
Well,
oh,
it's...
Okay.
What? Tell me.
But there was one I remembered that I was like, oh, I'll ask her. But after you tell me what's on that piece of paper.
I don't know why I took this out. It says, science is under attack.
Well.
Why the fuck did I do that? But lest you fear. Okay, it's about science. Whatever. I don't know. Who cares?
So one of the questions that I remember from that card.
Yeah, what was it?
What are five things that make you difficult to live with? Landon and I were doing this.
Is this where we say it or what?
You say, yeah. You're like, so I just pulled out one of these cards the other morning. And it was, what five things make you difficult to live with? So, like, he was answering things that he thinks. It is hard to come up with five things that you think makes you difficult to live with. And I guarantee the other person has a list of, like, 20 things long.
I don't have any for Adam.
Things that make him difficult to live with?
Yeah. He is so easy to live with.
Oh.
He's the best roommate in the world.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah, because I am not. And
you're
so it's
not.
A great match.
Oh.
I just like things a certain way, and
yes.
he doesn't care.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nice.
So it's a perfect
yeah.
combo.
One of the things that I did come up with for me was, like, the need to organize things, and I often, like, organize them to the point where, like, Landon has no idea where anything is anymore.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, and then sometimes he's like, where's the spice? Or whatever spice. He was looking for, like, paprika or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's in the spice cabinet. And it's alphabetical. And he's like, how was I supposed to know that? And on the shelf is a sticker that says spices A through Z. Oh. And I was like, what? Open your eyes. Take a look around. And,
wow. You know, can I see a picture of that?
Absolutely. So I'll try to.
Oh,
I'll try
have
to
such
make
a boner.
Oh, I copied your pantry and I just took one from your page out of your book and I like redid everything. And
it's very satisfying.
Oh, it feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes I haven't. That's why all the books say you got to do everything at once, because I've got like a really organized pantry. And then, like, a really unorganized garage right now.
Well, it's
just
like
insanity.
On Friends, how Monica had that closet, that one closet that it was filled to the brim.
Right now.
Yeah. What's in there? I always say that to you. What's in there?
Well, it's a lot. It's that craft stuff that I need to get organized. It's craft stuff. It's holiday stuff and it's sports stuff. And I need to.
That's
go
the downside
through.
Of being into holiday decorations, mm-hmm. because they take up a lot of room.
Oh my gosh! Well, the other people. Well, I have a friend. She is the queen of decorating for holidays. Like, you've never seen somebody who decorates the same way she does. She has an offsite storage facility where she stores all of her holiday decor. And then November comes around and she's got to do the switch.
Oh,
I'm going to show you a video of what her house looks like right now, now that the Christmas stuff. Mind you, there's no house I want to go to more than her house on the holidays, because it is so fun. But to think of it's like moving two houses, the amount of Christmas stuff she has. I'm going to press play on this video that's very short, and just so you can react to it, here we go.
Okay.
This is her living room.
Okay. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That is
can
what brings her joy.
That is
no,
like,
that is hoarder town.
And
like, God bless. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, I couldn't.
I'm obsessed.
You love it.
I love it. And every time I go into Home Goods, I'm like, well, her house has, like, she's got 2,000 shopping carts worth of Home Goods stuff, so I can fill up two.
Oh my God. So this brings her joy.
Totally. And, like, she's got a bunch of kids, so, like, she's collected over the years, and she throws the most amazing holiday parties with, like, everything you ever wanted.
Wow. And, like, and she loves it.
But she's the one who did the game night.
Okay.
That I loved so much.
Is she a working woman?
No.
Okay. She's a stay-at-home mom?
Yes.
Wow. That takes a lot of effort.
You know what? I think maybe she does. I don't know. I should ask her. Because I recently became friends with her.
We okay.
just met. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And we mostly talk about parties. So I have
my
not
God.
Yet been like, hey, by the way, what did you do during the day?
Wow.
Yeah. I know her husband's an attorney, but
I just feel like, to me, that would be stressful,
mm-hmm.
but for other people, it's like their
yep.
hobby and brings
same.
Them
that's
joy.
Me. Yeah.
That's so nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm like, just so you know, Landon, the future is an offsite storage facility.
Well, I do think if you have kids too, it's really nice if you can create those traditions.
Yes.
I really believe in that.
I really, really want to be the house that has the haunted house where everybody comes and they set it up and it's almost like another section in front, like in your
yeah.
front yard with
yeah.
like a maze or something that they go through where it's like, put
yeah,
your
yeah,
hand
yeah.
in this bowl.
Yeah.
Is it eyeballs?
I think it's
fun. You know,
fun.
Like I want to be that house. And that is why I bought the PVC pipe cutter we were talking about a while back.
So weird.
Yeah.
I do, like, you know how we go all out for like Halloween costumes?
Yes. Boy, you do.
I really like that. And I don't know how long he'll go for like the family thing. Usually though, like even this year, he got to pick
oh,
the
yeah.
theme.
He'll want you to do it for a while.
Okay.
I remember the year my brother stopped wanting to do the cutesy costume.
Uh-huh.
7 years old.
Yeah.
7 or 8 for boys, I think.
Yeah. Lincoln, I don't know. His was not cutesy, but it was like not scary either.
Right.
But anyway, I do think that's so nice for kids because
yeah.
they don't forget yeah. it.
They don't.
And I said to my mom, she sent me a friggin' video on Halloween because she was at work. She works as a nanny. And they had a huge party and she was giving out pizza. And she took this like video of like, there's the music and the kids in costume and all this stuff. And I wrote back and I was like, that sure beats the harvest parties you made us go
okay.
to. Like now she's going
now
to goddamn
okay.
Halloween parties.
What the heck?
Right. Now it's not about the occult.
Come on.
She's like, you're so funny. And then did emojis.
Like, that's not an answer. No, I want some answers.
I think she, you know, she's lightened up.
I was like, you loosen the reins a little bit. And
she doesn't think of it that way now. But I was like, would have been nice to go to a party like that when I was a kid or trick-or-treating even once.
You didn't even go trick or no. No.
Never.
Stop it.
Never.
Susie.
Does this answer some questions for you?
You never my therapy got to needs. Go trick-or-treating.
No, I didn't, Sarah.
I'm sad right now.
That's why I probably loved like the Roseanne Halloween episode so much, because it was like I lived vicariously through the Connors.
Oh.
So that's stupid.
Just, well, and I can just see like, I don't know. It's just like got to be, because in your little kid brain, you have to come up with a reason for why you don't get to do what the other kids are doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew the reason. Yeah. That's what Jesus wanted. But at the same time,
Jesus would like you to have clear skin.
He would. He likes when you're happy, and clear skin makes me happy. I use BioClarity to accomplish that goal. The clear skin routine is the one I use. It's a 3-step acne wash, cleanse, treat, and restore that is soothing and effective. It minimizes redness and evens your skin tone. If you have normal skin, you could use the essentials routine. And then there are now clarifying mask and hydrating mask, also known as the glow getter. Mm-hmm. And I just love it because BioClarity is so affordable compared to a lot of those 3-step programs. Yeah, we were just talking about this off the air because we were asked to buy this other kind that was like a gazillion dollars. I'm like, no thanks. No. I use BioClarity. Right. It's delivered straight to you and is easy to use. 3-step skincare routine, 100% vegan, plus gluten and cruelty-free. Get started on healthier habits with your skincare. I just had a brainiac message me and she said, how long does it take to work? And I said, I had to use it consistently for over a month, like every day. Yeah. And, your skin
it's like
needs
anything.
Time.
It's like at least 3 weeks. 21 days is the minimum before.
But I said, keep me posted. I want to know. So anyway, get started on healthier habits with your skincare. Just go to bioclarity.com. Now when our listeners purchase a skincare routine, they will get a free clarifying mask with their order. That's a $24.95 value for free. Plus, shipping is always free, and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, just go for it. But you need to use our code BRAINCANDY, a full skincare routine, and a free clarifying mask when you use our code BRAINCANDY. That's bioclarity.com. Enter code BRAINCANDY. Let me ask you this.
Please do.
When you're out and about, do you often catch yourself, like, looking at other people's phone screens, like what they're doing on their phone?
No.
No, you're not in that opportunity, or you just don't care?
Both. I think I like try to, I'm not really like I'm not one who like wants to see what's in somebody else's grocery cart or wants to like,
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people are in positions like if you take public transport or anything.
So like you can't help it.
Yeah, it's sort of there.
I do, however, always love looking over my husband's shoulder and seeing what he's looking at.
Like, that's a different
thing. Let me see. What's on there?
Well, I mean, I guess it's the same idea, which is that, you can learn a lot about a person by what they're doing on their phone.
Yeah.
And so if you are around people and in a position, it's hard not to look sometimes. It's just there.
That's true.
Especially if they're watching videos.
True. You know where I do it? I do know when I'm standing in line for the restroom on an airplane.
Oh, that's very specific.
It is because I can feel myself feeling uncomfortable watching their video and I can't, so I'm standing there waiting and I'm usually trying to not stare into where the stewardesses are or like where the restroom is because I don't like how it smells. And so I like face my body towards the body of the plane or all the seats. So you see all the screens and I look at what they're watching. I look at
the
videos.
Yeah.
And then I feel uncomfortable because I feel like I've somehow invaded their privacy.
I think, well,
that's another
everybody
story.
Feels like that on planes though. And it's kind of unavoidable.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to look. You're in this little tube.
And like what people are reading.
Yeah.
So I stopped carrying around my therapist books on planes because people ask me questions or then they want like talk about it. And I'm like, nope.
I put my headphones on now before I even get in line to go on the plane. Yeah. Those babies are right on. But you can learn a lot about people, and then it's kind of like you can even see their passwords when they put in, like, you know, their passcode.
Yeah.
You can see that. And I noticed this, and it bothers me about, and I wonder what you think the solution is. When you're in school, in class, do you write handwritten notes?
Yeah.
Or are you allowed to bring your computer?
It depends on which professor it is.
Okay. How does it go?
I know I have a certain professor that does not allow, or like, he doesn't allow laptops or anything like that. Because, oh my gosh, that's why I have to sit in the front row.
Yes. This is what I'm saying.
I have done workarounds for like my distraction, my ADHD and all that, where, so it's like, I don't know which came first, my desire to answer the questions or the fact that I was just sitting in the front row all the time staring at the teacher and it was like we were having a one-on-one conversation. But so I have to be in the front row and I have to be not – I cannot be next to anybody who's on a laptop.
It's very distracting.
I will look. And that's why he doesn't allow them.
And also the tippity-tapping of the keyboard bothers me. And I don't know if it's an age thing. I think younger people are very used to all of it.
I hate it. Well, because the kids in the schools now, they're getting
screens. Yeah.
Except in Silicon Valley, where they're like, we're only going to be using paper, pen, and chalk.
Yeah.
And that's how we should be doing it.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
Well, I think it
activates a different part of the brain.
Well,
it's really important.
Counterpoint, though, is in underprivileged neighborhoods, the screen, they need to learn those skills.
Yes.
You know, and the Silicon Valley, it's like, well, they already do that all the time in their free time. They know how to use all the technology. So there's a little bit of a class issue.
It totally is.
But I don't know the solution. It's a bit of a problem.
Oh my gosh. We're in a very weird, like, transition point for like what. How do we manage to let this in?
But I mean, anybody that sat in the back of a lecture hall sees that these kids are watching movies
all the time.
And it's like,
actually watching movies.
Yes. I'm like, just leave. Honestly, my friend Oliver, he talks about this and he didn't care. He didn't care that students were doing whatever when he was lecturing.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, that's distracting for everyone behind you. Mm-hmm. And it's just rude. And why are you paying for an education that you don't want?
It's so dumb. I think they're just going to get the check of the attendance.
Well, that's why I even said to him, Oliver, what's the deal? And he goes, I don't know, because I don't even have required attendance.
Oh, goodness.
You didn't have to go. But I don't know. People are weird.
That's the opposite of what I do in class. I am like, that is the place I am the most
engaged. You're Tracy Flick.
I'd have to sit on my hands in most classes.
You're so silly.
But you know, my fourth grade report card said, Sarah, like it said, comments, talks out of turn constantly. And then right underneath that, it said, pleasure to have in class.
No.
I have a picture of it. I'll post that.
You know how sometimes people say you interrupt me on here?
I interrupt everyone all the time. I'm trying so hard to work on it. It's my worst habit.
Well, on one episode, I don't remember which one it was, someone wrote under my Instagram, like, I love this episode, but I really can't stand how Sarah interrupts you all the time. But then on Brain Candy's page, somebody else said I had interrupted you all the time in the same episode. And I think it depends on who you want to hear.
Oh, you're right.
You know, who's making the point that you most connect with or something?
It's like when a ref makes a call in a football game, and depending on which side you're on, you're going to be either, like, it almost changes how you see the game because.
Yeah. And it was so weird because it was the same episode and it was clearly, we must have been having some sort of like rousing debate or something.
Yeah.
But anywho.
Yeah. I do that all the time. I'm really trying to be better.
What is that?
It's impulsivity. It's the totally like ADHD stuff. And like, I'm excited. I have to just, I don't know what it is really. Like I don't know.
It's weird because you say that you're a very good listener and that's why you're in your field.
Yeah. It's like different. It's, that's a good question. It's like almost situational. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, I'm a wonderful listener if the attention is all on the other person and they're like giving it to me, you know? But if it's more conversational, because therapy is not conversational. Right. It's not a two-way conversation. In fact, it's like the opposite of that. Right. Like the things that you'd normally respond with, like almost like the yes and thing that I do in conversations, I had to like train out of me and learn to not do that and learn to just like, it's not a conversation. Mm-hmm. And anything that they take, I just put right back on them. Like, mm-hmm. It seems like when I asked you that, that made you a little bit uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Where do you think that uncomfortability comes from?
Right.
I would never ask you that in a conversation. You'd be like, shut up.
Yeah.
Moving on. Mm-hmm. That's weird that you just did that.
Right.
So it's like different.
You have two speeds or something.
And then like and maybe it's like going the complete opposite. You know, I got to like balance it out where it's like I'm so impulsive and like, you know, interrupt people, whatever, in like regular life that I gotta like set aside this time where I can like balance that out by being so attentive to, you know. And it's like, I think with that kind of listening comes the desire to help someone, like wanting to like not rescue them, but wanting to help them get towards like my goal. Like it's like a puzzle, like wanting to help them solve the puzzle or see the pieces in a different way.
Right.
You know, and that's not listening as much as it is like working together to solve a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you love that.
Love it. It's my favorite part.
There's a guy, I read an article recently about this guy who, he goes running and he decided not to wear headphones, and listen to music. And he just was just running. 'Cause he said otherwise it was there was no time in his day when he wasn't being fed like either music or information or whatever. But don't most people and like, they really like running with music. Isn't that like a thing?
Yeah.
Right. Do you think you could do it without? Oh, you like it without.
Yeah. Well, it kind of depends. I think there are different things that you can get from each. The Iron Man does not allow headphones. So the big long race that you do.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of studies out there that show that listening to different types of music like improves performance.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's more for safety for them, of them wanting people to be able to be.
Like, yeah. Good point.
Listening and there's so many people or whatever. Yeah. And it's so long that they need people to be. I don't know what that is about. But
right.
I know because Kenny Santucci from the show did an Iron Man, and he was telling me that that was one of the most difficult things for him to start running without music.
Right.
But then I've done triathlons before, and I very much enjoy doing that with no music. And it kind of reminds me of a final on the challenge where you're really alone with your thoughts. And like the same way we're talking about the placebo effect and how like you're inside your brain – within all of us is like this capacity to like control your brain in a different way for like a desired outcome or the opposite. And I think when you push your body to the limit and you don't have any distractions, you get this new sense of closeness to your body and like this connection that I've never experienced in any other, arena than when I've been like running or physically working out in those kind of where like I'm talking to myself and I'm like, okay, one foot after that, like you can do this.
That's what it said.
It's so motivational.
He said that too.
It feels really good.
Yeah. Wow. He said it was a New York Times op-ed. He was saying like that it changes your relationship with your body and your mind and all of the things you're describing.
Yeah.
But that's not what most people think. I think most people are like, I need the music or the beat or whatever.
Because it's like anything where there's that moment where like there's a moment of uncomfortability that you have to get through to get the good stuff. It's kind of like hitting that wall in running where you get like that runner's high after you've gotten to a certain place.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that meant until I had really felt that. And so I think it's that same thing of like it feels uncomfortable for a little bit to feel the silence.
Yeah.
And then once you do, you're like, wait a sec. This is lovely.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, it's been lovely talking to you.
Oh, you too. Let's do this again sometime. What do you say?
Fancy meeting you here. Yeah. All right, people. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review.
And have you signed up for our newsletter yet?
Yeah, why haven't you done that?
Do that.
TheBrainCandyPodcast.com. Bye.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.